I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens, King Richard, a look at how tennis superstars Venus and Serena Williams became who they are after the coaching from their father, Richard Williams. And Will Smith plays Richard Williams, and early on, he was criticized for pushing Venus and Serena too hard, but it seemed like it paid off.
It did, and it's important to remember that this is an authorized version of the story. The Williams sisters are intensely involved with the press junket. This is not going to be like one of those biopics where you see the warts of the Williams family. They do a really nice origin story. Richard was beaten up badly by some white men for the, you know, horror of touching one of them. And his father walked away. So he vowed that he would stand up for his daughters no matter what. He liked tennis. And so before they were even born, he had a 78-page plan to make sure that they would become tennis stars. And he had them out on the Compton courts at like when they were 4.5 years old.
Two African-American kids from Compton make good in tennis. For someone who likes that inspirational type movie, this might be their ticket.
This is going to be a great Thanksgiving family movie. I mean, it's a feel-good movie. It's an American kind of comeback story, you know, underdog. The villains in this story really are bad parents, and anybody out there that's ever had a kid in any kind of organized sports in the last 20 years can totally relate. The monsters in this movie are these rich, entitled parents who encourage their children to kind of cheat against the Williams sisters any way that they can.
Sunia Sidney is Venus Williams. She was in Hidden Figures. Demi Singleton is Serena. She's only 14 but already a Broadway veteran, so maybe some fairly fresh new faces for people.
Yeah, definitely, although it really is Will Smith's story. I mean, I think these other people do a really, really great job, but it's his kind of focus. And that's getting a little bit of criticism, right? Almost like maybe he's getting some more credit than he perhaps deserves for his daughter's successes.
And last thing, is it a chance for some people, Brent, you know, maybe who don't know much about tennis or non-tennis fans, to appreciate what Serena and Venus have done over the past 20 years?
It really is. It shows you the politics of the sport, shows you the process of getting agents and all the exploitation. And of course, it ends with one of the great matches, which I won't spoil. So it's got all of that.